Well, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Please turn with me to the book of Job.
请大家和我一起翻开约伯书。
The book of Job.
约伯记。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verses 20 to 22.
20-22节。
The book of Job, chapter 1, verses 20-22.
约伯记第一章20-22节。
Let us first read this passage in English and then in Chinese.
让我们先一起用英文读，然后再用中文读。
Verses 20-22. 1, 2, 3. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
Well, these were also the God-glorifying words of Job.
这也是神对约伯的一个称颂。
And it's all the more incredible, even mind-boggling.
这些都是让我们的思想有一个很大的冲击。
Considering that these were the words spoken by Job after he had suffered greatly.
因为我们要想到约伯是经历了很多的患难之后，苦难之后，他说的这样的话。
Praises for God before suffering seems easy.
就是说当我们一切顺利的时候，称颂神好像是很容易的。
But praises to God after we've suffered greatly or even still in the midst of suffering, that is a challenge.
但是当我们经受苦难或者正在苦难中的时候仍然能够称颂神这是一个很大的挑战。
And these words are also incredible for this reason.
也因着下面的原因呢这段话是非常的奇特的。
Because these words that Job says counter our moralistic instincts.
因为约伯所说的这些话呢和我们的直觉是相悖的。
Considering that these tragedies that happened to Job happened not because Job was evil, but that he was righteous.
因为我们要想到约伯受这些苦并不是因为他坏而是因为他是一个很 正直的人。
We tend to think, okay, someone did something bad, punishment of course.
我们一般会想一个人做了坏事受到惩罚是理所应当的。
But God, I've been loving you and this tragedy has come upon me. Why?
但是如果神是爱我的而这个灾难又降临到我的身上我们自然会发问为什么会发生这样的事。
The description for Job in the Bible is extremely excellent.
那个就是约伯记里边的文字是非常棒的。
Is the description for Job, this person, is excellent.
就是对约伯的描述是非常好的一个描述。
Because in verse 1, we hear this, In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
因为我们就读到在这个地方生活的这个人约伯他是完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
I could almost imagine, let's say, Chinese parents,saying this.
我可以想象一个中国的父母说这样的话。
Oh, if I have a daughter, I will want that guy to be my son-in-law.
就是说这个中国父母会说如果我有女儿的话哎，我巴不得那个人做我的女婿。
If the parents have a son, you'd be like, look at Job, see what Job's doing, how great that is.
而如果是有儿子的父母就会说看看人家约伯做得多好啊。
There is...
Oh, 蛮烦的。
So as we prepare ourselves for this Christmas season,
所以当我们准备好要过这个圣诞佳节的时候
and when almost every festivity about around us screams at us saying this,
几乎围绕我们身边的所有的庆祝活动都在传递这样一个信息
either make yourself happy, treat yourself, you deserve it,
一般来说就是说，哎呀，让你自己高兴吧，你配得这样的快乐。
Or it says, oh, go on and be a good person, be a good son, be a good daughter, go and give to another.
或者呢，另外一个信息就是说，你继续做一个好人，做个好孩子，然后呢，要持续的给出去。
Let us bear this in mind.
让我们纪念这样的事。
That our personal happiness and pleasure are not our ultimate goals.
就是我们自己的快乐享受，并不是我们最终的目的。
Then what is?
那什么是呢?
It's hard to imagine because we hear this all the time. I just want whoever to be happy.
就是我们一直听到的信息就是说我让每一个人都要快乐。
So if our personal happiness and pleasure are not our ultimate goals,
那么如果我们个人的快乐和享受不是我们最终的目的的话,
then what is?
那么什么是我们的最终目的?
It is the worship of our Lord for Himself in all circumstances.
这个终极目的就是说，不论你的境遇如何，你都遵从神，敬拜神。
These are words that Christians we find it easy to say yes, amen, amen.
对于我们基督徒来说，对这样的信息好像很容易接受。
But the amen comes harder when we are actually in circumstances that challenges us so deeply.
但是当我们说阿门的时候，愿神的旨意成就的时候，如果你是处在一个很患难中被逼迫中，这是非常难的一件事。
And suffering is one such circumstance in which we are challenged to keep safe our worship of God.
而我们经受这些患难就是让我们的信心得到试炼。
And this worship comes in the form of our trust as well as our praise of God.
在患难中你仍然能够遵从神，敬拜神，这就是我们信心的一个最好的表现。
And the account of Job tells us this.
关于约伯，圣经上这样说。
That we, in fact, we can respond to suffering with our trust and praise to God.
就是我们得到的信息，就是说，我们可以靠着，可以以对上帝的信靠和颂赞来回应苦难。
It is not some abstract formula that we go, oh, okay, that exists, but I don't, okay.
这并不是一个什么抽象的公式，我们说，哎呀，我知道，但是我做不到。
But that is actually a lived reality.
但事实上，约伯记是一个活出来的现实。
And so we do, and we are able to respond to suffering with our trust and praise to God.
就是我们可以，我们也能够以上帝，以对上帝的信靠和颂赞来回应苦难。
So there is a common perception.
一般来说有一个大家有一个这么常规的认识。
For example, this going back to the year 2011.
我们要回溯到2011年。
Not too long ago.
其实并不很久之前哦。
But perhaps some of these images are still fresh in our minds.
但是可能在你的头脑脑海中还留着那时的画面。
Because in the first quarter of 2011, there was a succession of natural disasters.
因为在2011年的上个季度，第一个季度发生了很多自然灾害。
First in February, when the earthquake hit Christchurch of New Zealand.
第一件就是说2011年的二月份在新西兰发生了一个地震，影响了一个教会，叫做基督教会。
基督城。
基督城。
嗯，纽西兰的基督城。And in March.
然后在三月份。
There was the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami.
在日本的仙台发生了海啸地震。
And so as the dust from the rubbles of crumbling buildings were still settling in Christchurch.
在基督城这个毁坏的尘埃还没有落定之前，
The world was then consumed by the footages of the devastating earthquakes and tsunami in Japan.
然后整个世界的眼光呢又被吸引到日本的这个大海啸大地震中。
And personally for me, the images of the torrents sweeping through the streets and swallowing out houses and cars and people alike are vivid.
就是在我的脑海中，那个海浪冲上岸，吞灭了这些城市、街道等等，在我的脑海中还是很活灵活现的。
I know for a period of time when I sleep, I could see waves coming in.
有一段时间，当我睡觉的时候，我会好像看到那个海浪就向我袭来。
And very quickly we heard such a voice.
而很快呢，我们就会听到这样一个声音。
This is divine retribution.
这是属灵的一个报应吗？
It says there are these voices that says you have been judged by God's wrath.
这个声音就是说你们这些人是被神的愤怒所审判。
And indeed, on the surface, there are grounds to make such a bold prophetic claim.
在一定程度上说，这个说法有它的道理。
Because even though Christchurch is called Christchurch,
因为即使那个基督城被称为基督城，
It is nothing like its name.
它和它的名字并不相称。
Ironically, it is where apostasy and the practice of magic arts are rampant.
事实上，那个基督城是充斥着这些假先知，一些这种好像魔法式的这种，不是真正的信心。
And on the eastern coast of Japan that was hit so badly by the tsunami,
在这个日本的东海岸，就是受这个海啸冲击损失最严重的地方。
It was the stronghold of technological advancement and economic vitality.
它其实是一个经济和技术的中心。
These are things that man throughout history has used to rebel against God.
而这个经济啊，这个技术科技啊，往往是人用来反叛上帝的一种方式。
It's a different form of Tower of Babel.
它其实就好像另外一种形式的巴别塔一样。
And in these two nations, they are barely the sign and life of Christianity.
在这两个国家呢，几乎看不到什么基督信仰。
And even more so, we could go back into the Bible and say, "Wow, there seems to be a direct match."
如果我们回到圣经呢，我们会看到一个和那个情形非常相称的一个描述。
Because in, for example, in the book of Deuteronomy or Proverbs,
就比方说在生命记里边，在箴言里边，
it speaks of God's judgment on the wicked.
他就谈到了神对这些恶人的审判。
And wicked, it means those who do not believe.
所谓的恶人其实就是指那些不信神的人。
Those who do not walk the way of God, that is the biblical definition of wickedness.
就是一个人不行走在神的道路上，就被定义为恶人，或者罪人。
And so, is this divine retribution?
所以说这些灾难是属灵的一个报应吗？
It is a necessary question.
这是一个我们必须要回答的问题。
But there are also other necessary questions.
但是还有一些问题我们也要考虑。
Particularly when sufferings come about.
尤其是当我们想到这个苦难是关于什么。
If anything goes, the book of Job tells us that there is more than meets the eye.
我们看约伯记就会发现其实苦难有超过我们就是仅仅是表面的东西。
Because it is true that God's punishment and judgment does come.
确实是神的审判，神的愤怒会来到。
But as that comes, so comes God's mercy and discipline.
但是在这个的同时，也有神的恩典，也有神的这个管教。
So one of the questions we have to ask is that the suffering may not come because of retribution of wickedness.
所以我们要想到这个苦难的来临，不仅仅是因为我们，做错了事。
That suffering is not always directly self-inflicted.
而且苦难有的时候并不是说你自己招致的。
And furthermore, is there a wise way to respond to suffering, one that is deemed blameless before God?
我们也会看到，就是面对苦难的时候，我们可以有一种回应，在神的眼中是无可指摘的。
Looking first into the first chapter of Job and the rest of the book of Job does try to provide a perception.A correction on our approach towards suffering.
就是我们看约伯记的第一章以及整本书都会帮助我们来纠正这个根深蒂固的一个错误认识。
A question to the congregation: How many of you have Job as one of your go-to books for spiritual growth and insight?
问大家一个问题，就是说谁会选择约伯记作为一个你属灵成长要经常读的书？
Oftentimes we would say Romans, the book of Romans, definitely.
很多时候我们会回答说是要看罗马书。
How many of us have Job as your top five?
谁会把约伯记放在你的头五项选择中？
Okay, I see some hands. No shy, right? No shame.
不要不好意思，有些人还是会的。
What do we know of the book of Job?
我们什么时候知道约伯记？
You can scream out some answers.What do we know of the book of Job?
你们知道关于约伯记，你们知道哪些？
Huh? I hear something. Suffering.
苦难，受苦。
Okay. All right. So suffering is the book that. Okay. When suffering happens, we go to Job. That's true.
当发生苦难的时候，我们总会来读约伯记。还有呢？
Are there any other understandings of the book of Job?
还有其他的理解吗？
神的主权 sovereignty of God, okay, the greatness of God,
神的大能，
神的伟大。Oh, okay, physical ailments, truly when you have boils on your body, and these are all right and spectacular, and they cover truly the book of Job.
就大家的回答确实是 覆盖了整本约伯。
And then there is also this other aspect of self-righteousness that we try not to speak of.
但是我们也没有，刚才我们没有提到，就是那种自义。
Well, the book of Job is very relevant for our day, even though it's stated so long ago.
虽然约伯记发生在很古老的时代，但是它其实和我们的日常生活真的是息息相关。
It's as relevant as the other 65 books of the Bible.
就和圣经的其他65本书一样，和我们。
And there's a reason maybe why Job is not always high up on the list.
可能有一些原因使得大家不会说把约伯放为首选。
Because the book of Job prompts us to reevaluate and oftentimes directly challenge two things that we modern people treasure a lot.
因为约伯记呢，挑战我们重新认知我们现代人非常珍视的两样东西。
And sometimes we treasure it so much that we make it an absolute non-compromising.
而因为这些东西我们是如此的重视，我们不愿意在这上面妥协。
One is personal happiness and pleasure.
第一就是人的享受和人的快乐。
And the other is personal control and entitlement.
第二就是人能够控制一切，人的权利。
How do you have happiness when you have boils on your body?
如果你身上长疮的话，你怎么可能快乐呢？
How do you get control when there's God's greatness and sovereignty in your face?
如果神真的是那么享有主权的话，你还有什么自己的控制呢？
The first chapter of Job may begin very brightly.
约伯记的第一章其实是一个非常光明的开始。
And we say, wow, we get to know this Job who is so righteous.
我们会说，哎呀，真好啊，我们认识一个这么正直的好人。
But very quickly the tone switches and you might be in shock.
但是很快这个话锋一转，大家会觉得很震惊。
First, there's this sudden switch to a conversation in heaven between God and the adversary.
因为很快他这个画面就转到在天上的对话。
Sorry, adversary.Okay. And followed by all of those disasters, one after another, you ask, really?
而在这个天上的对话之后呢，我们就会看到灾难接二连三的降到约伯身上。我们的反应就会说，天哪，这是真的吗？
Depressing is an understatement.
如果说你感到沮丧的话呢，这都是低估了你的反应。
And for the brave and the curious who would venture further into the second chapter and beyond.
对于那些勇敢的、愿意进一步了解的人，你读到第二章以及之后。
Then more unhappy vibes will be sent your way.
然后呢，这种更多的这种不快的、压抑的气氛会出来。
Because this drama starts to fill up the pages, and you go, "Wow, this is strangely like life."
你就看到这些很压抑的这种灾难降临，然后你会说，哎呦，这和日常生活、真实的生活是蛮相像的。
I need more of my Nicholas Sparks.
My new.
哦，我需要更多一些爱情小说。
Yeah. 需要一些轻松的读物。
More disasters, more wailings, and then to add salt to the wound, endless accusations against Job.
无尽的灾难，无尽的哭泣，然后呢，更就是雪上加霜的，就是还有他来自他朋友的指责。
And God would show up and have a conversation with Job.
神最后出现了，而且和约伯说了话。
By conversation, I mean more like questioning.
但是这个。不是真正的对话，而是一个神对他的发问。
And never really directly addressing what Job himself was asking.
而且神从来没有直接回答约伯的问题。
And so in Singapore we have a saying.
所以在新加坡我们有这么一种说法。
Hey, what you say like never say like that.
这个话就是说你说了等于没说。
Right, you're saying something, but it's as if you're not saying anything.
就是你好像是说了什么话，但是我仔细想，你啥都没说。
So next time you can say, "Hey, what you say, like never say like that."
所以下次你可以回答说，为什么说了等于没说。
Well, even if Job, in the end, he was all repentant and full of boils, was restored.
所以在当约伯就是经历这么多苦难之后
，and he was restored.
在这个之后他的信心得以重建。
That roller coaster ride of seeing someone who is righteous is just counterintuitive.
就是这个读这个书就好像坐过山车一样，看到那么好的一个人，然后经历那么悲惨的事。
Because in the church we have this treasured sense that, but God wants me to be happy.
因为在教会里边我们经常会说，哎，神不是希望我们每个人都快快乐乐吗？
It is true that God wants us to be happy.
是的，神是希望我们快乐。
And here lies the twist that we see in the book of Job.
但是呢，在这里我们会有一个意想不到的转折。
That God wants to bless His people.
就是说，神要祝福他的子民。
And because of that,
因为这个祝福
we have to see suffering in a different light.
我们需要用一个全新的眼光来看待苦难。
That suffering must be understood beyond a retribution-based definition.
就是我们看苦难必须要超越一种好像是一种报应的这么因果循环的这么一个角度。
And that God has provided us a guidance on how we can respond to suffering in a blameless manner.
神就对我们针对我们能够如何以一种无可指责的方式回应苦难，在这里给我们做出了解释。
God wants to bless His people.
神想要祝福他的子民。
But our blessedness does not fundamentally come from being happy, but from being holy.
但是我们得到祝福并不是表现在我们很快乐，其实是表现在我们要越来越圣洁。
Happy is part of the blessing, yes.
快乐是祝福的一部分。
But it's not the foundation.
但是不是那个最重要的。
Because the blessing of God really comes upon the people when holiness is on display.
就是说当这个我们圣洁的时候神的祝福是更加明显
that we cannot think only that when we are happy we are blessed
我们不应该说是只有当我快乐的时候我才是被祝福的
but we have to love godliness and holiness and see that wow that is the blessing
而是应该我们注重圣洁注重这个属神的这种属性这才是真正的祝福
and there is this gladness of the heart that comes once you know you're walking the way of God
当你认识到你是行在神的道路上的时候呢，你会很自然的有一种快乐。
So sometimes, for example, this is going to hit many people.
现在要举一个例子，可能会大家有一些冲击。
For example, coffee.
就比方说咖啡。
Because you could say, "Oh, I have my cup of coffee in my hand. This is so blessed. I'm so happy."
你可以说，哎呀，我手上有一杯热腾腾的咖啡，真好啊，这真是祝福啊。
But if coffee is an addiction.
但是如果咖啡成为你上瘾的东西
That is not necessarily a blessing
那个不一定是祝福了
Because it's enslavement and it starts to move us away from godliness
因为这个东西会让你远离圣洁的神的那个方式
And so even little details like that in our lives starts to challenge us to understand what actually is a blessedness or divine blessedness
所以这就让我们来审视来审看我们生活中的很多细节是不是真的来自神的祝福
And in our doxology we sing as the very first line
Doxology?
三一颂
就像我们那个三一颂里边唱的
So we can sing right the first line Praise God 1, 2, 3 Praise God from whom all blessings flow赞美一生万福之根之源之根 a different translation but it speaks of our first recognition that God is the source of the blessing
在这一节里边这个歌词里边就让我们表现了就是说我们认识到神是这个一切祝福的来源
and that is where we start to attribute the blessing
这就是让我们把我们的祝福来归恩于神，归功于神。
Job 1 clearly shows that a blameless man can suffer also.
在约伯记第一章，清楚地让我们看到一个正直的人也可以受苦。
In fact, here's the twist, right?
事实上，这里就是这个转折点。
The fact is that the blameless Job suffered because he was blameless.
就是事实上，这个正义人约伯之所以受苦，正是因为他的正直。
God delighted in Job's blamelessness.
神对这个约伯这个无可指摘的义人是非常喜悦的。
But God's adversary did not.
但是神的这个对头并不高兴。
And so we are given this particular scene that is beyond our physical eyes.
所以呢，我们就读到了一个我们眼不能看见的一个天上的景象。
And we see that suffering came upon Job not as a punishment but as a trial of his integrity.
我们就看到这个灾祸降到约伯身上不是他应受的惩罚而是给他的一个试炼
In fact, both God and the author affirmed this integrity that Job has
约伯书的作者还有神他们都是坚信约伯的这个正直
In verse 8, you could hear this joy and this pride of the Heavenly Father
在这个第八节你可以看到神那个作为天父他发自内心的这种喜悦和赞扬
Because here God says, Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil.
在这里这个耶稣神就说你看到我的仆人约伯吗他 全然正直，远离恶事，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
What a glowing evaluation from God.
这是一个多么宝贵的称许啊。
And this is a God who not only who sees beyond our superficial projection of ourselves and looks right into the heart.
这是一个直观人心的神所发出来的赞扬。
And in God there is no lie.
而且在神，神是不会说谎的。
So we could see that Job indeed he is righteous.
所以我们相信约伯一定是一个义人。
And that is what causes the adversary of God to be so angsty.
这就使得那个神的对头就非常的生气。
And so he would challenge Job's piety.
所以他就开始挑战这个约伯的敬虔。
Because he's saying like there's no way.
因为他说不可能啊。
In verses 9-11,
在九到十一节
the adversary says this.
这个神的对头这样说
Does Job fear God for nothing?
约伯敬畏神岂是无故呢
Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you into your face.
就是你岂不是四面围上篱笆维护他和他的家并他一切所有的吗他手所做的都蒙你赐福他的家产也在地上增多你且伸手攻击他一切所有的他必当面弃掉你
What is at stake here?
这里是在说什么呢
The adversary is saying to God You, God, you are not the reason Job is worshipful of you
这个对头就对神说约伯所敬拜的不是你，而是你的祝福。
It is your blessings and these hedges, the protection that you have around Job.
是你对他的祝福，你对他的保护，就像你四面用篱笆维护他的家。
Job's piety is really profit-based, nothing more.
约伯的这个敬虔，
敬虔 yeah. It's profit-based.
就是说约伯的敬虔完全是他的因为他受到这些利好处这些益处他才有的
So how critical is this short conversation between God and the adversary to an understanding of what suffering can be
所以当我们思想苦难的时候这段神和他的对头之间的对话是给我们怎样的提醒呢
So it does remind us that we should not jump too quickly to the conclusion that one's wrongdoings always begets one's sufferings
这就让我们重新思想就是说很多时候并不是说你做了坏事才导致这些苦难
We must hold in our minds that between Job who is doing well and Job who is doing less well there was a cosmic interjection
就是我们要 认知到这个一切顺利的约伯和这个遭遇苦难的约伯在这之间有一个
属天的一个介入
属天的介入
And we hear in verse 12, this is what God says.
我们在第十二节看到神的回应。
Very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger.
就是耶和华对这个撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害他。
And the trial was on.
然后这个试炼就开始了。
From verses 13 to 19, we see one disaster after another.
从十三到十九节，我们就看到这个灾难接二连三的降临。
When you read the passage, there is a sense that wow, I can't breathe right now. Oh man, there's another news. Oh wow, it really looks like our news reel in nowadays.
当我们读这段读这几节经文的时候，我们就感到好像压抑的喘不过气来，就好像我们读今天的这个社会报道一样。
And Job's string of unexplained misfortunes becomes the ultimate test and proof.That his piety was independent of blessings and dependent on his Redeemer alone.
我们就从约伯的反应会看到，他的敬虔并不是因为这些祝福而产生的，而是他的敬虔就单单的针对他的救赎主。
This is how suffering is no longer the end.
所以在这里呢，这个苦难并不是结束。
But that it is a platform that leads to something more glorious.
而它作为一个平台让更荣耀的事可以彰显出来
And our modern response is Well, Job did not deserve this
我们很容易就会说约伯不应该受这些苦啊
You say that Wow, this is totally unfair That Job will be caught by a petty accusation By the adversary
我们会说这个约伯受这个 这个属天的这种攻击实在是太不公平了。
We might even think, wait, 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 God, you have no right to do that to Job.
我们会甚至会说，神啊，你没有权利来这样对约伯啊。
Because perhaps in our minds we say, wow, if God could do that to Job, I can be on the line too, and you have no right to do that to me.
因为其实这样的思路是什么呢？就是说，如果神可以对约伯做那样的事，那么他也可以对我做这样的事。但是我可不要受苦，所以说神啊，你不许这样。
And so, as much as we're trying to speak for Job,
当我们想努力为约伯辩护的时候
，Let Job speak for himself.
让我们看看约伯自己的回应是什么。
This person who is under such immense suffering,
这个经历这样大苦难的一个人
，He did not hold such a thought.
但他并没有像我们这样想。
In fact, listen again to what he said.
让我们再看一看约伯的回答。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
就是我赤身出于母腹，我也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Understanding that his life is not his.
约伯知道他的生命不是属于他的。
Wonderful as it is to be lived out.
虽然他就是生活得非常好
But that his life is God's.
但他的生命是属于神的
And the ultimate goal of life is in fact to still give praise to God regardless of the circumstance.
而这个生命的终极意义就是说不管你的境遇如何你都可以归荣耀给神
In verse 22, the author of Job tells us, In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在第22节作者就描述到约伯在这一切的事上他没有犯罪他也没有以为神是愚妄的
It is as if he's already able to sing the doxology
就好像说他已经在准备好了要唱这个三一颂
Because he already know who his redeemer is
因为他已经知道了他的救赎主是谁
He know who his God is
他知道他的神是谁
He knows that he is pure goodness
他知道这个神是全然的美善
And so if something is to be given or if something is to be taken awayGod is to be praised.
所以不管什么神给你什么或者神取走什么神的名都是应当被称颂的。
There is the very basis of his praise.
这是他的称颂神的基础。
I understand as myself as a child.
对于我来说当我是个孩子的时候
If I know that my parents are loving of me.
如果我知道父母是爱我的
When they give me something or take away something.
当他给我什么或者从我手里拿走什么
I don't ask,Do you not love me?
我不会去问说你难道不爱我吗
But instead the turning about of the mind says Wait, my parents love me
这个脑海里的 思路是这样的就是 当我知道父母爱我
And now they have done this
而他现在做了这样的事
I need to know, okay, this is also an act of love
我要首先确信说这个还是一个爱的表达
Rather than to say, all right, you give me what I will determine if you love me based on what you give me.
而不是说，基于你给了我什么，我来决定你是否爱我。
So in the end, it is still about God Himself for Job.
所以呢，在这个结束的时候，所有的一切还是都是关乎神。
He understands that God has the final say over all the matters of life.
约伯明白神对于一切的事都有主权。
And the greatness and the sovereignty of God is crucial in the uplifting of the name of the Lord.
而你对神的这个认知是你来称颂神的基础。
In fact, suffering is a very telling way of showing how we would hold on to God or not.
所以这个苦难呢，也就是经过这个苦难的这个试炼，我们才真正的可以把我们的信仰活出来。
Whether we love God only for the happy vibes or we love God for Himself，
就是我们爱神是因为他给我们的祝福吗？还是就是因为神是神，我们爱他
？So are we going to make the adversary the prophet or are we going to make God the truth teller？
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Are we going to make the adversary the one who is right or God？As the one who is right.
就是说我们经过苦难我们就来决定那个神的对头是对的呢还是神本身是对的
There are three movies that if you watch maybe in a short period of time together.
有这么三部影片
It really challenges us and shows us how faith is under such a crunch when there is suffering.
所以在这个影片中让我们看到当你面对苦难的时候你的信心是怎样的经受考验
When our personal interests and our personal philosophies and dreams are all at stake
是不是你的思想你的一些哲学是 你所关注的
So the first movie is Ben-Hur
第一个就是宾汉
You can watch the latest or the classic, it doesn't matter
你可以看这个最新的版本或者是那种老的版本
And you could watch Hacksaw Ridge, which is still showing
还有一个电影叫什么《钢铁占领》
钢铁英雄或者是《血战钢锯岭》
钢铁英雄或者《血战钢锯岭》
It is a true historical story
这是一个历史上的真实故事
And then you could also watch the movie Birth of a Nation
你也可以看一个国家的诞生
In all these three movies there is a very strong religious or actually Christian faith overtones
在这三部影片中都彰显了一个基督教的这么一种主题
And once suffering comes, the person is under the crunch
当苦难降临的时候一个人好像被压得喘不过气来
There is this refinement or this display of the authenticity of the faith
在这种状况下他的信心其实他的信仰是被 一步一步的彰显被考验
Or that it shows that the faith starts to shake and disasters break out
有的时候你就会看到你的信心可以战胜这些试炼。
Suffering is what happens to one's professed faith when placed under great personal trials.
所以这个苦难就是我们彰显我们信仰的一个方式。
And Job's response also tells us that as much as we hold on to the sovereignty of faith, there can be an anguish.
约伯的反应也让我们看到虽然你靠着信心可以经受这些试炼但是很自然的你会有这种痛苦的声音
Because sometimes perhaps we have lived this out in church
可能我们在教会中已经发生这样的事
We would say Yes, God is great and we like hold it back
一方面我们会说啊，神是全能的伟大的然后呢另一方面我们又会有所保留
And then we say, oh no, this, my life, oh no, I'm not being faithful to God.
然后你会说，哎呀，我的生命怎么生活怎么这么一团糟啊？是因为我对神的信心不够吗
？Or we would say, oh yeah, nothing's wrong.
或者有的时候会说，哎，一切都挺好啊，没有任何问题啊。
Oh, God will solve it, no problem.
然后我们会说啊，神是全能的，没有关系。
The all three are equally valid.
所有这些反应都是正常的。
But what Job has done for us is also to show that when in anguish, it is not necessarily that we have lost faith in God.
但是约伯的反应也让我们看到，当一个人发出这些痛苦的呼喊的时候，并不意味着他信心的丧失。
We cannot go about, oh, you should stop crying, or you should stop whining because you have no faith in God. That's a very common statement.
我们不应该说，哎呀，你不可以这样哭啊，你不可以这样生气啊，这是说明你没有信心啊。这其实是我们一个经常的反应。
Because we see that Job tore his robe.
因为我们看到约伯撕裂他的衣服。
That is a sign of anguish. This is real. He is being very raw about who what he is going through right then.
这其实他是对他的受苦的一个很真切的表现。
But yet, to be able to bring yourself so authentically before God, that is a trust in God.
但是你能够做出这样的表现其实是表示你对神的一个毫无保留的一个敞开。
I often hear this when people start to share and then they cry.
我经常会看到一个人分享的时候他会哭。
Oh, I'm so sorry.
他哭了以后会说哎呀很抱歉。
But we need to affirm people that there's no need for the apologies for those tears.
我们应该告诉这些人，你的流泪没有什么值得抱歉的。
In Lord of the Ring，
在《指环王》这部电影里
，Gandalf has this statement that continues to echo in my mind。
这个甘道夫呢说过一段话，经常在我耳边回响。
Because I can see that is just simply an echo of what Jesus would say。
因为我觉得甘道夫的那段话就是耶稣的回应的一个反应。
Go in peace。
就是你平平安安的去吧。
I will not say do not weep, for not all tears are an evil.
我不会要求你不哭，因为不是所有的眼泪都是错的。
And we see that with the way that Job responded to God in his suffering.
当我们看到约伯以这样的方式来回应苦难的时候
，blamelessness is not a fantasy.
这个无可指摘的这种回应。
is a realizable truth.
是一个可以实现的，可以做到的。
It's because he is first righteous.
因为约伯首先是一个义人。
What does that mean?
这是想说什么呢？
It means that he really knows who his Lord is.
是说他真切的知道他的救赎主，他的主是谁。
That he is steeped in an understanding of the character of God.
他就是有对神的性格有一个深切的了解。
Such that it hits him, but his trust in God is not shaken.
所以呢，即使灾难降临，但是他对神的信心并没有动摇。
And that in fact, when the suffering hits him, his response is again to go back to God.
所以当灾难降临在他身上的时候呢，他的反应是回到神面前。
And so we come back again to the teaching of Job 1.
我们现在再回到约伯记第一章的这个教导。
That we must remind ourselves that suffering must be understood beyond a retribution model.
所以呢，我们必须要对苦难的认知要跳出这种因果报应的这个巢穴。
Divine judgment and retribution is part of the understanding.
我们来定义
Divine retribution is part of the understanding.
就是我们来定义什么是这个报应，其实就是我们了解的一部分。
But there is much more to the whole understanding of what suffering is.
但是呢，真正的了解苦难还有更多的内涵。
And we must be encouraged to know that there is a blameless way to respond in suffering.
我们要知道面对苦难确实有一种可以有一种无可指摘的这么一种回应。
And that we can respond in trust and praise of God.
我们可以靠着信靠，对神的信靠和颂赞来回应苦难。
We are beings with a sense of morality.
我们是有良知的人。
So it makes sense to think of life in moral terms of good and evil or bad.
所以我们很自然的评价一个人生的时候，我们会说是好还是不好。
So Chinese saying, right? Wicked words begets wicked rewards. Good words begets good rewards.
就像我们中国的老话说的，恶有恶报，善有善报。
Isn't that great? Chinese just quickly done. Short and sweet. Well, there are some, anyways. I detract.
就是英文很长，中文其实很短。
All right, so back to Job.
回到约伯记。
So Job 1 offers a challenge as well as an opportunity for us to realign to a moralistic thinking.
所以约伯记呢，是让我们重新调整我们的思想来审视这个苦难。
The realignment is this, that suffering can come even to the righteous.
就是我们思想的转变，就是说苦难也可以降临在这些义人的身上。
And yet, at the same time,
但是同时
all is not lost.
并不是说所有的东西都失去了。
And in fact, there is a gain.
事实上是还有得着的。
What is the gain?
你得到了什么呢？
The gain is our deeper and clearer understanding worship of God for who He is.
这个就是说你深切地认识到神是谁。
And in fact, there is an endorsement that comes from God to say, look at my good and faithful servant, Job, or whoever we are.
就是当神说哎，看我的仆人约伯的时候，
Our non-self-inflicted suffering is an opportunity to display the supreme worth of God in our lives. It's also an assessment of the authenticity and the strength of our faith in God.
就是说苦难呢，其实是这么一个机会，在这个机会中我们可以表现出来神在我们生命中的价值，同时呢，它也是对我们的信心的真实性以及我们信心强度的一个考验或者是评估。
If we go to the book of John,
如果我们到约翰福音
in chapter 9,
第九章
there was this particular scene,
有这样的一个画面
Jesus,
耶稣
the disciples,
他的门徒
and a blind man,
还有一个瞎子。
What did the disciples ask?
这些门徒们问了什么问题呢？
Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
门徒们问说，夫子，是谁犯了罪呢？是这个人还是他的父母，以至于他生来就瞎眼呢？
Because in their mind is this continues to be this moralistic understanding.
因为在他们的思想里面一直有这样的一个定规。
Oh, blindness, suffering, so something bad.
就是瞎眼受苦哦，一定是一些什么不好的事导致的。
But what did Jesus say?
但是耶稣怎么回答呢？
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him.
耶稣是说，也不是他犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪，而是要借着这件事把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And again, we hear the Apostle Paul telling us in a similar vein.
我们也看到使徒保罗类似的教导。
I have this thorn in my flesh.
就是我身上有这根刺。
I ask the Lord to remove it.
我求主把它挪去。
I'm sure Paul has good reasons.
我相信保罗这样求一定是有他的原因。
He asked for it three times.
而且他求了三次。
And all three times, Jesus gave the same reply.
而三次呢，耶稣都给他同样的回答。
That you got to stuck it out. Was that what Jesus said?
是神说，哎，你就得受这份苦吗？
Pinning the responsibility back on Paul. 把责任重新压在保罗身上。But that was not what Jesus said.
但那不是耶稣的回答。
Because the reply of Jesus tells us that this thorn in the flesh, while it's to keep Paul's pride in check.
而耶稣的回答是说，当让保罗身上这颗刺保留着，是保证让保罗的这种骄傲什么受到提醒。
But more than that is so that the power of Christ is made perfect in his weakness.
而更重要的就是说，让保罗因着他的软弱，让神的大能得到彰显。
And allowing Paul to see that, oh, all I need really is the grace of Christ.
而保罗就发出这样的呼喊，就是说我所需要的只是耶稣基督。
Because Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
因为耶稣说，我的恩典够你用的。
And in suffering, it always challenges us of what I do I actually need in such a time of trial.
我们在面对苦难的时候，经常问的问题是说，我需要什么东西才能来面对这个苦难
？Who do I actually love, and who do I actually desire?In this particular time,
就在这样的时候，我是真正的求谁，我真正的信靠谁。
Jesus tells us that suffering is now a platform to show God's mighty work.
耶稣就告诉我们，现在苦难是一个平台，让我们通过它来彰显神的荣耀。
Who among us would actually regard suffering and say, "Okay, I want to be assessed of my faith, so God send it." Who among us?
我们中间有谁
would say, okay, I want my faith to be assessed.
我们中间有谁说啊，我想让我的信心在这里得到考验。
And so God send the sufferings to me.
所以神啊，把苦难降到我身上吧。
Usually we say, God, I want to do your great work, so send me.
我们经常会说，神啊，我想为你做那个大工，派我去吧。
And interestingly, God does.Send us, but he does send trials that really makes us know that wow, this is faith is something critical.
而神没有派我们去做什么大事，相反是把灾难派到我们身上，让我们看到，哎，我们的信仰很多时候不是我们想做什么，而是神通过它来考验我们什么。
This is such a reversal in terms of our worldview.
这是我们的世界观的一个调整。
Because suffering leads to a glorification of God because it shows that God will have continued utmost care for a person.
因为经着苦难其实也彰显了神对一个人的那种终极的那种关爱。
It reminds us that Christ continues to sustain the world.
他也苦难也提醒我们神一直是那个撑起这个世界的。
And God is glorified because we continue to hold on to God as the utmost worth in our lives.
我们一直抓紧神，这也就是彰显了我们对神的信心。
Another movie that you can watch.
还有一个推荐另外一个电影。
It's Miracles from Heaven, again another true story.
是题目叫做《来自天堂的奇迹》，也是一个真实的故事。
And in there, it talks about this particular family, being the Beam family.
它是在讲述这个 Beam 这个家庭的故事。
There's the mom, Christy.
有这个妈妈叫克里斯蒂安。
And there is the daughter, Anna.
有这个女儿叫安娜。
Also two other sisters and the dad, as well as the church.
还有另外两个姐姐，还有他们整个教会。
And when you watch, we really have to take a pause and ask ourselves.
当我们看这个电影的时候，我们真的是要停顿下来，来问这个问题。
What will we do?
我们会怎么做
？What will we do?
我们会做什么
？Because personal happiness and pleasure is is unrestrained.
因为在这个影片中，这个个人的快乐享受是消失了。
And personal control and entitlement is being torn apart.
你这种个人的权利已经也被撕裂。
Take a pause.
停一下。
Think in our lives, what would we do when that actually happens?
我们来自问，如果发生这样的事在你身上，你会做什么？
Because the mom Christy and the daughter Anna, they both went through this tumultuous cycle of God, where are you? To I can't even pray right now. To Oh dear Heavenly Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name.
因为我们看到这个妈妈和女儿的反应，他们一开始也是说啊，我承受不了了，我都没有办法祷告了。但是最后，他会回到神面前说，神啊。你是我们的神。
The faith will be challenged.
我们的信仰得到挑战。
Again, we also ask.
同时我们也会问。
What will we do?
我们会做什么？
When our personal understanding of God and our personal commitment of God is also challenged.
当我们对神的认知，我们对神的委身也受到挑战的时候。
Are we actually going to see God? Or we say, you know what, I'm going to now just try to do it my way because your way is not working out for me.
或者是说面临这样的困境的时候，我们会说，哎，神啊，我不能按你的方法做了，因为你的方法已经证明不奏效。
From the whole spectrum of possible decisions and responses, what will be ours?
就是从整个这种形形色色的面对苦难的反应中，我们的反应是哪一种呢？
We have to understand that suffering is a situation where it creates this high pressure.
我们会认识到苦难是给我们制造了这样大的压力。
And that there is a duration to suffering.
而且这个苦难有这么持续不断的一段时间。
But just as coal turns into diamond and olive oil is compressed out of olives.
就好比说这个碳经过挤压会变成钻石，我们的信心也要经历这样一个过程。
And so we understand that, wow, okay, this is...Why can we say that the Lord's name be praised?
为什么我们无法说出神啊，你的名是当被称颂的？
Because He is seeking our godliness.
是因为在就是我们应该发出这样的疑问，就是我们应该说出来，神啊，你的名是应当称颂的，是因为我们认识到在苦难中，神是把我们的信心真正的挖掘出来，而且锻炼出来。
And if He is seeking our godliness.
如果神在我们身上寻求那种属神的品行
then he definitely means to bless.
那么如果神真的借着苦难把我们这样的属神的这种特质锻炼出来的时候，那么神是给了我们真正的祝福。
And it is in God's ultimate wisdom.
这也是神的那种超越的智慧。
That though suffering is not right.
就是那些苦难并不是对的。
Because suffering is a result of sin that came through Adam.
因为苦难是因着亚当进入世界的罪所导致的。
But yet in God's sovereignty and greatness, He can turn that around and do it even for our good.
而在神的大能中，他可以把这个苦难来转化成对我们的祝福。
It tells us really that there's nothing beyond our lives that cannot be worked for our good.
这就告诉我们，在我们生命的任何一个方面，都可以被神所用来成为我们的祝福。
Especially if we continue to remember and be enamored by this.
我们要经常来思索这些，而且来，就是持续不断的来思考这个问题。
That there was once the most blameless, most righteous man who walked this earth.
我们要想到，在这个世界上曾经有过这样一个。全然公义的圣洁的人。
And he suffered pains beyond description so that the favor of God can come upon all sinners.
而这个人呢是承受了无法用语言来描述的痛苦，他承受这些痛苦的结局是让神的祝福可以临到这个世界。
And yes, Jesus suffered greatly through his life, culminating with the death by crucifixion.
耶稣在世上受了很多苦，最后的甚至是在十字架上死。
Not because he sinned.
不是因为他受不是因为他犯了罪
but that because we did.
而是因为我们犯了罪。
And if you're talking about this non-self-inflicted suffering, this is the greatest.
如果我们讨论这种非自我作恶招来的痛招来的受苦的话，那么耶稣的受苦就是最好的例子。
And perhaps every time we are in a rough patch,
当我们在一个很困难的境遇中，
We must go back to God's word.
我们必须要回到神的话语里面。
We often seek other words other than God's word to try to bring comfort to our lives.
我们经常是读所有的东西而不是神的话来企图给我们带来安慰。
It can bring us momentary distraction.
可能会给我们提供一些暂时性的这个转移。
Or temporary laughter.
或者一些短暂的欢笑。
But it never brings about the healing of our aching soul.
但是它并不会给我们正在受苦的灵魂带来一个出路。
But God's word will.
但是神的话语可以。
Let us remember who the servant of God is.
让我们 记得谁是这个神的仆人。
Let us read Isaiah 53 verse 5.
让我们一起来读以赛亚书53章第五节。
Together. But he was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. His punishment that the punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We may have encountered this verse too often.
我们可能对这段经文太熟悉了。
To want to pause and say, what does it mean to be pierced for our transgressions?
我们可能需要停下来想一想，什么叫做被我们的罪孽压伤。
I remember this particular moment.
我记得这样一个特别的时刻。
And I've shared this with the congregation before. I'll share it again.
过去我和大家分享过这段经文。我们今天
is that when our lecturer told us what crushed meant?
就是当时教导我们的老师告诉我们什么叫做 crushed 就被压伤。
So be prepared for a loud boom right now.
所以大家准备好会很惊讶的。
Because he tells us, oh, when we read, it's like, oh, yeah, he was crushed for our iniquities.
我们读这个经文就好像很平常的，他被我们的罪孽压伤。
Like we're bursting an ant.
就好像我们把一个蚂蚁压死。
But the word actually is very forceful.
但事实上这个词的含义是非常强烈的。
On someone who does not deserve it.
是一个不应该受这个的人。
It says to crush.
就是很强烈的说这种压伤。
And in your heart you go, wow.
然后我们会很 不由自主发出 wow 这样很惊叹的声音。
So when we read this particular verse, we don't go, okay, he crushed for our iniquities. Great, thank you.
所以我们不应该是轻描淡写的说，哦，他被我们的罪孽压伤。OK, 谢谢主。
It may be necessary that the bloody image of Christ being crushed for our iniquities, when we should be the one getting crushed, should surface in our minds.
就是在我们的脑海中，其实应该想象的是一个非常血腥的画面。我们本来是应该那个被压伤的，被惩罚的，而耶稣承受了这一切。
And that the turn around to say that, oh God, I'm hurting, and God says, yes, go to the wounds of Christ. By that you will be healed.
就是当我们在一些不好的境遇中说，哎，神哪，我很受苦啊，我很难受啊。这个时候，神会指引我们看耶稣为我们所承受的一切。
Why?
这个时候，我们得到。安慰得到平安。
Why? Because of all the acceptance that we desire, all the love that we desire, we see that those are marked out in his wounds.
是因为我们在耶稣的伤痕里面，我们看到神所应许给我们，我们所想得到的肯定，我们得到的接纳，我们得到的爱。
If not for our salvation,
如果不是因着我们的救恩，
If not for our helplessness in our pride and our rebellion,
不是因着我们不可救药的那种骄傲和悖逆。
If not for our redemption,
如果不是因着我们的救赎。
If not for God's great grace and mercy,
如果不是因着神的那些超级的那种恩典和怜悯。
As we step into our celebration for Christmas,
当我们在这个圣诞的庆典中，沉溺其中的时候。
We have to ask, is there a need for Christmas?
我们应该问，就说如果不是因着这些理由，有必要有圣诞节吗？
Because the word Christmas tells us not that a child was born, but that a Christ was sent.
因为圣诞节不是仅仅是说一个孩子降生了，而是说我们的救主被差遣来了。
In the English word Christmas is really a combination of two words to say that this is the ordained one of God who is now being sent on a mission.
所以这个圣诞节这个词的英文其实分为两部分，前一部分就是说这个圣诞耶稣，这个就是神所拣选的所高的人， 那个后边那一部分是说他来了，来到这个世界上要完成他的使命。
We see that the priority of the world has been on profits as well as parties.
我们看到这个世界庆祝圣诞节的方式是无穷无尽的欢乐和享受。
But for us, our remembrance of Christmas begins with understanding that Christ was sent on a mission.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我们认识到圣诞节的含义其实是耶稣来到世界上要完成这样一个使命。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣基督。
That he is to deliver, save his people from their sins.
他来到这个世界上是要把现在最终的他的子民救赎出来。
And the hope is that the word, just the mere mention of the name Jesus just warms our heart.
当我们提到耶稣基督这个名字的时候，他就给我们的心灵带来温暖。
It sets ablaze our thanksgiving.
他也就是让我们感恩的心再一次沸腾起来。
Because we know that this happens in the real world.
因为我们知道这是世界上真实发生的事情。
Previously, when we have prominent political leaders who came into North Carolina.
之前当那些很显著的政坛人物来到北卡的时候。
There was this excitement. Oh, I want to see this person. Oh, I want to see that person.
我们看到这种激动，大家都说啊，我想要见这个人，我想要去看看他。
And then we say, come into church and meet Jesus. Okay.
当我们对人发出邀请说来教会来见我们的神的时候，他们的反应都是很
冷淡的。That is how numbed our heart is.
这就表示了我们的心是多么的麻木不仁。
Because for someone who is in love, when you hear the name of your lover, you go.
就是当一个人他是在爱中恋爱中的时候，当你提到他的爱人的名字，你看到他脸上的那个神情的那种甜蜜和柔和。
When you're hungry, when you're thirsty, you hear Bojangles, you go, wow.
当你又饿又渴的时候，你听到这个一个快餐店的名字，你会说，哇，很向往。
And when if our heart desires Jesus that much,
如果我们的心是这样的渴慕神的话
，that thirst will say, yes, the living water.
当我们的心是如此的饥渴，渴求那个天上的活水的时候
，Praise you, Lord, the wonderful bread, the living bread.
我们会说感谢神，你是我们生命的粮。
Will we not worship God beyond the determination of our personal circumstances?
所以不管我们的境遇如何，我们应该是以这样的一个心态来亲近神。
We'll read this verse to draw to a close.
我们最后来读这段经文。
Let us read together.
一起来读。
To this you were called,
原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
And when we read personally, we can read, to this I am called. If you are in a fellowship, to this we are called. To be called to what? Suffering.
所以我们读这的时候呢，要把我们带进去。我蒙召是因为这个，如果是一个小组要说我们一个小组蒙召是为什么呢，就是蒙召是为了要受苦。
And so as we now we continue to celebrate Christmas,
让我们继续来庆祝圣诞节。
Let us do it specifically in trust and praise of God,
让我们特别的以一颗信靠的感恩的心来过。
Because we are proclaiming the Christ of Christmas.
因为我们是在宣称耶稣是这个圣诞的理由。
Proclaiming that Jesus is and will be the reasons for all our seasons.
我们也在说，无论你的人生境遇如何，耶稣一直是那个庆祝的理由。
Let us now take some time before the Lord.
让我们现在在神面前花一点时间。
And ask the Spirit to help us adore Jesus.
让我们求圣灵帮助我们更加的爱神。
That the mere mention of the name of Jesus warms our soul.
当我们仅仅是提到耶稣的名字，就让我们的心感觉温暖，感觉安慰。
Let us be thankful for the new covenant that is established by the blood of Christ.
让我们也因着耶稣基督的血而立的新约献上感谢。
Let us be thankful for the new life.That we now receive in Christ Himself.
让我们也因着耶稣基督而得到的新生命献上感恩。